Well, good evening. This is going to be a fairly short lecture. It's going to be in two little parts here. Give a little bit of thought to this, and this is going to be about granting of beingness as an auditor. Whenever you're trying to audit a PC, one of the most important things you can do is to grant beingness. Now, this is a kind of a strange thing. Beingness is an identity or something that a person decides that they are, or which they decide that they're going to be, or they're pretending to be a valence, if you will. A valence is, means a face, from Latin face. It's a personality. Now, the PC is sitting here in a reactive mind. He's got some case somewhere. Even if he's clear, he's got case. He's got he responds to the world in non-optimum fashion by reason of his aberrations. Now, as you start auditing this PC, you're going to find that he's going to, if he's in a apathy or something like that, as he gets better, as you continue your auditing, he's going to start getting mad at you. He's going to say nasty things to you and so forth. And this is, he comes up the tone scale. Now, one of the worst things you can do as an auditor is to slap that PC back down. Not only not in session, but it seems that PCs kind of consider their auditor auditing them whether they're in session or not. So you have a very fine line here. Of course, if you got a session started and you've got an apathetic PC and he's coming up and he gets into anger and he starts saying, well, I wish you wouldn't do that and I wish you wouldn't do this and various things, you'll notice that the PC's coming up tone. Well, it's very easy in session to just say thank you, fine, zero attitude, and acknowledge that PC and give him the next command or continue on in his next auditing or whatever. Now, the PC doesn't really realize that when he's getting mad at you or when he's getting antagonistic or he comes up to covert hostility and starts making his little jabs and things at you, he doesn't really realize that he's hurting your feelings or he's making you angry or he's digging at you or anything else. As far as he's concerned, he is in the best of shape. You get somebody that's in grief and they come up to covert hostility where they're just kind of little pokes and jabs at you here and there and the other place. As far as he's concerned, man, he's your best friend. Now, the auditor is sitting there looking at him like, wow, man, this PC is really covertly hostile, or they're antagonistic. They're just telling you, you don't tell me what to do, and you know, I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I'll do the other thing. Well, now, it's a inborn human nature whenever somebody gets mad at you or starts calling you names or something to kind of get mad at them back. Well, this is one of the things that you don't want to do in a PC. In any kind of spiritual counseling, whenever the person is getting better, they're going to come through these various levels. They're going to find a great number of things to. It's above their awareness level at the time, and as they come up tone, they're going to pass through this antagonism band. They're going to pass through some pretty nasty tone levels. But you have to realize that, far as that PC is concerned, they are doing much, 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 much better. They would never cross their mind that you would be mad at them because they started hollering at you, you see. They are used to you sitting there and granting them beingness and not getting mad at them or anything else. So when this PC comes up tone and he starts hollering at you, you just continue on your auditing way just like nothing ever happened. So like I said, this is about granting beingness. Sometimes you're gonna be able to find a PC in your auditing, and all of a sudden he starts telling you about all of his sexual troubles or something like this. Him or her, it makes no difference. Well, and they'll go on and tell you all about this stuff, and it really bothers them. This and that and the other thing, and you're standing there just absolutely disgusted. But you grant that PC beingness, you realize that he's just responding to the world around him. him, and just because his bank's keyed in, and he'll sit there and tell you all about how he has all these aberrated things in your viewpoint, from your viewpoint anyway, going on, and now he likes to, kill babies or eat rattlesnakes or something like this that actually re-stimulates something in your own case. Maybe you've got something sitting there and you just hate people that climb trees. And here's this PC sitting here telling you about how much he likes to climb trees and this and that and the other thing. And it's all you can do to keep your TRs in. This is pushes your own buttons. You're sitting there just really not being... You don't want to grant that PC any beingness at all. You don't want him to climbing up trees. You know, nobody climbs trees, blah, blah, blah. You have this going on in your own case. Now, whether or not this is truly aberrative, or whether it's a bad thing or a good thing, it makes no difference. Because what's happening is the PC is feeling safe enough to communicate to you about something. Now, he may not get mad at anybody else in the whole world. He may be afraid of everybody. But he feels safe enough with you to holler at you. You see, he's getting better. It's not, he's not really being aberrated at all at that point. He's actually getting better. And even though in that particular time you may think that he's pretty insane and he's doing this and that and the other thing, and you don't really care. The main thing that you're concerned about is that the PC is getting better, and he's starting to confront his own bank. He's starting to see things. He's getting more cause. He's getting more able. Now he'll get mad at you because you're safe. You see, it's okay for the PC to get mad at you because you're not going to jump up and slap him down. You have to grant him beingness. This is probably one of the hardest things you're going to find in your auditing, particularly whenever you have an aberrated PC, and they are getting better. That's the main thing that you have to realize. And the minute that you refuse to grant that PC beingness, right? The minute you have your own buttons coming in, or your own likes or dislikes or ideas about the way the world should go, and you start invalidating that PC, maybe it's a big cognition for him that, well, you know, I really like to climb trees. And climbing trees just drives you crazy. Now, it's very easy to say, well, you know, your TRs were out. You have to keep your TR zero in. Well, that's true. You should be able to sit there and confront anything and get all your buttons flattened. But for practical matters, you're never going to get all your buttons flattened. It's almost an unspoken rule of case is you can be in a wonderful, wonderful case state. You can have almost anything, it seems like, going on not affect you a bit. Well, see, you're living in a meat body on Earth, and you're not being re-stimulated perhaps by some of the things that didn't happen to you in a meat body way off of Earth, and you have a whole bunch of case there that's really never been re-stimulated. You've really never examined it. You know, maybe we don't think anything about drinking milk, for example. Oh yeah, well, you know, milk is good stuff, and it makes strong bones and teeth and so forth. We don't think anything about it. But you could very easily find some kind of a society on the backtrack, or in one that you were in, and drinking milk was about the worst thing imaginable. That was the grossest thing that you could possibly think of. So whenever you're looking at your own case, the PC will say something that may re-stimulate your case. And it's not a matter of keeping your TR zero in. You're sitting there confronting the PC, all right? But the PC is talking about something that is just jumping all over your bank. Or your own little hidden standards or your ideas or whatever, not invalidating anything that you might have, but it's driving you crazy when this PC is saying that. Well, you have a couple choices. You can just say, okay, PC, that's it. No more auditing for you, not for me anyway. Per the auditor's code, you don't have to accept a PC for auditing. You don't think you can help. You can just refuse to audit that PC. That's really not the point, though. The point is that the PC is going to say and do things that sometimes you're going to have a lot of trouble confronting. You're going to have a lot of trouble grinning and being this. And the thing that you need to do is just realize that this is a temporary situation. That as long as that PC continues to get auditing, he's going to get better. Now, of course, if the PC's doing something that's very out of ethics, of course, you're going to take him off of auditing lines and get his understanding of the conditions and so forth straightened up and handle it in that way. But this is about granting beingness to the pre-clear. Now, there's two rules for happy life, happy living, that Ron talks about. And he says, be able to experience anything. And the second one is, cause only those effects which others can easily experience. And this is very true. You have to be able to sit there and experience a PC dissecting something on top of your desk that's just horribly, horribly gross to you, and look at it with aplomb. You just look at it like, oh, well, that's nice. Good TR0. No matter how disgusted you are in the background, you keep your thoughts to yourself. Maybe after session you might have to go out and throw up or something like that. Not anything that's really all that gross, but the thing is that you do not let this show in session, and you don't mention it to the PC out of session. This kind of goes into the auditor's code. The minute that you start violating the PC's confidence, the minute that he feels that it's not safe to communicate to you anymore, I don't care how gross a thing it is, if the PC doesn't feel that it's safe to communicate to you about that, he's not going to communicate to you about it, and it's going to lay there in the bank forever, and you're not doing that PC any good. So this granting of beingness is a very important thing. You have to be able to let the PC look at his own bank and do his own erasing without you stepping in there and interfering with it. Anyway, this granting of beingness to the pre-clear is very important. If you're not granting the person beingness, if you're not granting the PC the beingness to have a bank, for some strange reason he won't let go of it. You have to make it okay for him to have it before it's okay for him to not have it. It's kind of a backward sounding thing, but that's basically what happens. If you're sitting there perfectly willing for the PC to fall down on the floor and flop around and die, the PC won't flop around on the floor and die. But if you're rigid against it, if you're protesting, or you're doing anything to try to keep this PC from doing that, you're going to wind up with that PC doing exactly what that you're trying to avoid. But if you're willing for him to go through all kinds of pain and agony and so forth, the PC will go through very little pain and agony. At least he'll go through the minimum that's necessary there in running an Ingram or whatever you're running. If you don't grant him beingness, if you're not willing to have the PC be in a lot of pain, for some strange reason they'll never confront the pain. Now, I don't know whether you're actually helping the PC confront it. I know that. You know, the auditor plus the PC is greater than the bank. But I guess maybe that little line should say the auditor granting beingness to the PC plus the PC is greater than the bank. This is one of the main things that's wrong with the PC in the first place, is that he's not granted any beingness. He comes up to anger or antagonism or something like that, and everybody says, oh, no, that's bad, bad, and they slap him down. They drive him back down into apathy or grief. They try to make him be nice. All his life he's told to be nice, play nice, don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other thing. He's got a million rules that he's supposed to follow, and all of these rules, in one way or another, are limiting his beingness. And the end of auditing, what you're trying to do is have the PC have unlimited beingness. He can be anything he wants to. He can do anything he wants to, and he can have anything he wants to. So you can just pretty much that the auditor is not granting the PC beingness is going to wind up with a slow PC. And it's strange that if you're granting the PC beingness to some of the most horrible beingnesses that the auditor can think of, they'll very quickly spot those beingnesses and drop them. If you're sitting there kind of protesting that the PC's trying to adopt this beingness, the PC will feel it, and they'll avoid that particular beingness that you're putting out some kind of a counter effort or a counter flow on, and they won't really look at it, and they will want to erase it. To where if the PC is going to tell you that he likes to climb trees, and of course climbing trees drives you crazy, and if you'll just go ahead and let him be a tree climber for a minute, and then he looks at it and he goes, oh well, you know, I didn't want to be a tree climber, and he'll dump that beingness very quickly.